everyone. Welcome to Edge of Wonder with me, your host, Ben Chastain. So I'm an investigative researcher with a mission to expose cover-up truths, to unearth hidden history, to share information the mainstream media won't discuss, and to explore humanity's buried spiritual potential. So Rob, my co-host, is traveling today and won't be able to make it to the show. But that means I'm going to cover some of my favorite topics, such as UFOs, mind-reading AI, transhumanism, China, spirituality, and of course, the Mandela Effect. So have you noticed yourself thinking about something that you didn't tell anyone about, and then you get an ad for it on your phone for that exact thing? Some strange things have happened to me, so I'm going to talk about that today. And in fact, it even happened to me today, so we'll get into all of that. I'm also going to talk about the Chinese Communist Party trying to create a dystopian society with a social credit system, AI monitoring, and surveillance technology. Why is that? Real headlines are more like weird news these days. I don't know. It's just what's been going on, which is why we kind of called this episode Weird News. If you're watching us on Rumble, thanks for being here, where we put free content you can share with your friends and family. And for the second part of the show, only on Rise.tv, I'm going to be showing exclusive footage of UFOs that I took at Mount Shasta and answering your personal questions in a live Q&A. So if you like to be a part of our Rise live chat, come over and subscribe to Rise.tv. For just $9.99 a month, you can support our work. You'll get access to our exclusive Edge of Wonder series like The Power of the Mind, Celebrity Possession, Transhumanism, Near-Death Experiences, Ancient Civilizations, Tartaria, and so much more. We can't wait to see you there. But for now, let's get into today's discussion of UFOs, mind reading, and of course, the Mandela Effect. So I'll see you guys out on the edge.
Hey Ben,
yes,
we're gonna be re-uploading the video for our Rise TV folks. So if anybody here is watching on Rumble and Rise, just give it an extra minute.
Okay, so it's going to be live on.
Yeah, we just need an extra minute because it wouldn't be Edge of Wonder if there weren't a tech issue.
Oh yes, yeah, and we kind of had this issue last time. So you're letting everyone know, right, that it's coming on.
That's right.
Okay. Great. So how's everyone doing? sorry for the tech issues, but on Rumble, I guess there's no problems. So you guys, Rob's traveling today. I don't think he had Wi-Fi where he was going, so I don't think he's going to be able to make it on the show, but we're still going to have an awesome show, right? So one of the things I really wanted to get into was this mind reading AI stuff, because some weird things have been happening to me lately, and we're going to get into that a little bit later. But first, I was just doing some research on what exactly is going on. You know, this sounds crazy when you talk about it, like mind reading AI. Does this even exist? Is this real? You know, like really what's going on? And maybe like when it happens like once, it's kind of like, okay, that's kind of weird. You know, twice, it's like, oh, it's kind of weird. You know, five times then it's like, what the heck is going on? Right. So we're going to get into all of this. So now, is it working
now?
We're all live on Rise. Okay, great. Okay. Yes. You guys haven't really missed anything. I'm just talking about how weird this mind reading AI stuff can really be, and it sounds insane, but lo and behold, something weird is going on. So it's not an Edge of Wonder show if there's not something weird going on. So first, let me backtrack before I explain what even happened to me. And in fact, today it even happened to me, and then it just like light bulb went up in my head, like, oh my gosh, why didn't I even think about this earlier, about doing a show on this topic? So there's an article from the New York Post that came out in a couple weeks ago. Chinese researchers claim they have AI capable of reading minds. Now, the headline is a little bit kind of misleading because it's not like you pick up your smartphone and all of a sudden it's reading your mind. What that does seem to be what's happening to us, which we will get into, but at least this is kind of fascinating. So a new report has claimed that the Chinese government is now implementing cutting edge artificial intelligence to monitor the minds of dozens of Chinese party officials. So realistically, the goal of this is just like the thought police in live action form using AI. So it goes on to say researchers in China claim to have developed software that can acutely analyze facial expressions in brain waves to monitor if subjects were attentive to thought in political education. I mean, right there, it sounds like they might as well just change the word thought police right there, right? China's stringent police state has been radically upscaled over the past decade using big data, machine learning, face recognition technology, and artificial intelligence. So, they're labeling this world's most complex digital dictatorship. I'll say that like five times fast. So there was a short clip that actually was now been deleted because it brought in too much negativity, I guess, to the Chinese party. But it basically had a subject looking at a screen and there was different things flashing through the screen that he was looking at this kiosk. And so what the researchers were doing was they were monitoring his facial expressions, and they basically hooked up like an electrode thing on his face. So, you know, but then we have our phones with facial recognition, right? So this is why this gets really kind of scary, because we don't know if that's what's actually happening. Now, according to Facebook, this would be illegal for them to use this technology. In fact, it would be legal for anyone to use this technology, but you know, China could do whatever they want because it's China, right? So basically what they're searching, what they want to determine is if, like, let's say, for example, they show an image of the China flag, or they show image of something related to the party, and someone, their emotional response to it is something negative, that would bring up a red flag, probably land that person in jail, you know? So, and this is exactly what the China's social credit system is doing. And of course, we all kind of know about this, but they're really trying to intensify and magnify this social credit system in China. And I'm going to kind of get to why this is kind of scary in a second. But
well, what is a social credit system, Ben?
Yeah, okay. So the social credit system is basically they monitor everything, what you're doing, all your activities. So imagine, okay, here's an example. Imagine, like, this article actually starts out with this. Imagine calling a friend, only instead of hearing a ringtone, you hear a police siren and then a voice intoning, "Be careful in your dealings with this person." So the whole purpose of the social credit system is to, like, let's say you want to open a bank account and they're like, "Oh, wait a minute. You've been saying all this negative stuff about the CCP. You can't open a bank account here because of this. So your social credit score is very low." And they actually have facial recognition technology in China. So just even if you're walking across the street, they already have cameras. And this isn't a conspiracy. They actually have these set up. And supposedly, rumor is that Eric Schmidt, the former CEO of Google, actually helped install a lot of these systems in China. So, you know, they would know, oh, okay, this person is this, and they would go through, it would automatically, the AI would actually go through your entire profile, your social media, your bank accounts, like everything, whatever you have. And then they put a score on who you are. So if your score is low, then there's very little that you can do. If you want to buy a house, oh, sorry, your score is too low. You can't buy a house. So you want to fly, you know, from point A to point B, like you go to a city, let's say you go to Beijing airport and you're like, "Yeah, I want to purchase a ticket." And it's like, "Oh, your score is too low." So, you know, why that would stop somebody from buying, like, traveling, but maybe they think you're like a flight risk. Maybe if you want to travel out of country, they fear that you won't come back, which is actually happening a lot, which is why actually China, I don't know if you guys know this, China actually has a lottery system for most cities. So if to travel outside of the country, every year there's a lottery system. And if your city is not listed in that lottery, you couldn't, you can't travel overseas. Now, if you're like, you know, have a big business or, you know, very wealthy, that, that probably wouldn't necessarily apply to you because they, you know, as long as you have something there, oh, you have a big business in China. Well, you're going to come back, you know, because you have to manage your business. So,
but Ben, they're communist. Everybody's equal and it's perfect and utopic, isn't it?
Yeah, you would think, right? So, I mean, that the according, that's why the whole thing doesn't even make any sense. I mean, that's what they're pushing. And then it's like, yeah, we can be equal and, until we're not equal. And anyway, it's like, it's all messed up. And, you know, and they don't really have like a class so much in China. It's either like poor or rich. There's really, they got rid of the middle, like Mao got rid of the middle class, which is kind of what we're seeing right now with the IRS coming, you know, I mean, this is like, Seth and I will get into that tomorrow, like with this new thing with the IRS saying that they want to hire like police force, basically 24/7 when they're not afraid of using guns. And it's like, this is the same group of people that are trying to get rid of guns. And yet it's like, oh, we just don't want you to have it, but it's okay if we have it. That's what Mao, this is exactly what Mao said. He's like, whoever has all the guns is like controls everything. I can't remember the exact quote, but it was something similar to that. Like it was like something about a barrel of a gun and whoever, wherever it's pointing at, that's who's in control basically. So, yeah. And so like, you know, what's scary about this is that China really seems to be a focus point for a lot of the things that, quote unquote, like the cabal wants to kind of initiate worldwide. It's like China seems to be the guinea pig, I guess you could say, of all of this. So like communism, for a perfect example, it's like, okay, we'll see how things work in China, which has the most amount of people. And if they can do it there, then we'll try to implement it worldwide. And this is why the social credit, I think, scares all of us, is because the WEF seems to be going in this direction. Now, they actually had an article and the headline, which is kind of, oh, there it is. Yeah. Political power grows out of a barrel of a gun. Thanks, Lindsay. I couldn't remember the exact quote, but I knew something about it, was something like that. So you get rid of, you know, the guns out of the citizens, and then the government controls all the guns and no one's going to retaliate. But so the WEF, this new, like the headline of this, which these on the World Economic Forum, these articles are so jargon word heavy because I think they don't really want people to fully understand what it's actually trying to say. And honestly, no one in the main, like no one out there who's listening to the mainstream media isn't, they're not going to go on the World Economic Forum and start reading these articles. It just won't happen. So I think they feel like they can get away with a lot. You know, okay, I don't want to say absolutely. You know, there might be like a couple people out there that read this, but it's probably mostly our side of the people and the media themselves. So this new approach to credit scoring is accelerating financial inclusion in emerging economies. So this breaks down what it says. An alternative form of credit scoring is being used successfully in emerging markets as data on consumer consumption is rich because e-commerce is widespread. The new scoring ACS works with artificial intelligence and social media instead of paper-based scoring methods that depend on consumers having a bank account. So, and then ACS ultimately leads to higher financial inclusion. And then it goes on, the concept of credit scoring first arose in the US and was initially deemed to be successful to the degree it was used as a primary or even sole mechanism for identifying one's financial fitness. Now, of course, we have a credit score. You know, I mean, that like everyone has a credit score over here. What we don't have right now is how that credit score is tied to anything personal, our social media accounts, anything that we do publicly, even necessarily our bank accounts. It's not directly tied to, it's really just tied to our financial, all the financial connections we have, like credit cards and how we're paying them, the debt we have, or whatever, you know? So this is what really is kind of scary, because if you really read between the lines of the WEF, they're really trying to push the social credit over here as well. And in fact, Ukraine was the second country next to China that's really doing this. And during the war, they decide to initiate this. And that's a whole topic on its own, right? It's like, so this war has given them so much money, so much ability to change things for their own citizens. And this is, you know, it's really sad. But again, that's like a whole conversation on its own. So anyway, what is this all leading to? Well, I mean, I'm starting to like, I want to kind of bring this up because it's leading into my own experiences with these, but I wanted to kind of backtrack and explain what is going on in the world related to this. So this is really fascinating. So on this website, webmd.com, it's the headline is "Mind Reading AI Turns Thoughts into Spoken Words." To me, this is the first step. You want to bring this up, Lindsay?
Sure.
Yep. Okay. For me, this is the first step into AI actually reading minds. Now, what this experiment... Oh, sorry. I thought there was like a photo or video there. I guess not with this one. So the reason why I chose this article, because it actually did a pretty good job of breaking things down of what is going on here. So in a nutshell, without reading this article, what they do, they get patients who are five patients with epilepsy and they had seizures. So they connect their brain with like some kind of monitoring device, and they actually have a word for electrocardiography, whatever the heck that actually means, but that's their word that they have. So they were monitoring their brain activity and listening to short story. And as they were listening to short stories and number lists and different speakers, so their brains were sending patterns that were then recorded. And these, what was being recorded was actually numbers that fed into a computer algorithm. And so there was like, the pattern was kind of random. They didn't, you know, they didn't want the computer to even know what it was getting, just to see how the computer would respond to it. So what ended up happening was that they used the term cleanup. The computer cleaned up these images or the messages that it was receiving, and it was translating it back into numbers through zero through nine, I think that's what it said. And then it was replaying it back through a female and a male voice. Now, what they said was that Amazon Echo and Apple and Apple's Siri use the same technology. And I don't even really fully understand what that actually means. It's something with the algorithm and how they use this. So initially, what the whole point of this experiment was say like somebody is unable to speak, like they have a stroke and they can't speak, or, you know, they're having a hard time communicating. What they're trying to do is hook up a system, like your mind would be connected to a computer. And then when you can just think your thoughts, and then the computer would say those thoughts. That's the goal that they're trying to get to. See where I'm getting with this now? So this is kind of, it's like the question is this already working secretly? And if so, it seems like it is. So I'll start sharing my experiences here soon. But I was kind of curious about this, And I found this article from this website, howtobeadad.com. And I don't really know exactly what this website is, but I was actually looking up on Google, like, can AI read minds through ads? And I found this website and the headline is, are ads reading your mind? And I was like, well, this is a very interesting article. Now he breaks down. It's like, no, you know, this sounds like quote unquote alien technology and AI cannot read our minds. Right now, what's fascinating is that he breaks down what he thinks is going on. He thinks that, so the AI, like when you log into Facebook, because it's connected to your email, Facebook does have access to your emails then. So they're reading, it's the AI is actually reading all your emails. Then it's monitoring all your activity with all of your friends. Anything that you do, anything that you like, anything that you comment on. Same thing with Messenger, right? Because Facebook owns Messenger. It's going through everything. And so his conclusion is that what's happening is that the ads are being catered to us based on our activity, on what we do with our phone through emails and through Messenger and everything else. But it gets a little bit weird because a lot of people, I mean, almost everybody that I ask this question to, I'll just ask, you know, have you ever had an ad for something that you're just simply talking about? You know, for example, you could be talking about coffee and then all of a sudden you're just seeing ads for coffee. You're not getting an email about coffee, you know, it's just, you're just talking about it. And so actually that's illegal. Facebook can't do that. They can't access your microphone technically, but it seems like they're doing that because this is all happening to every single one of us. Like so many people that I know, like I said, almost everybody I know has something like this. And then what's even scarier is that it seems to be accessing our camera as well. Now one thing that actually happened to me, which was really scary, but actually, we're going to have to play a trailer. So why don't we play a trailer first, and then I'll tell you my story of something that happened, and I'll get into my own personal experiences of ads and one today that just blew my mind. So why don't we play a trailer, and we'll come back to this.
Part ape. Part human hybrid. Cyborgs and Terminator technology already existing. Sentient robots becoming indistinguishable from people. No, it's not the plot of the new Matrix movie. This is our reality, a transhumanist one. How does transcending humanism tie into eugenics, Darwinism, and even cloning? Is there any part of our world that transhumanism hasn't touched? Is resistance futile? How can we rage against the machine?
All right, everyone, we're back. Yeah, so for those of you that are just tuning in, Rob was traveling today. He's kind of in the middle of nowhere, and he didn't have access to Wi-Fi, so he couldn't be here today. But and I don't know if he's going to be on tomorrow, but Seth and I will definitely be there for tomorrow for our Friday Night Live and talk about a lot of the things that are going on. So, but yeah, so, okay, so one thing I want to bring up, Joyful Girl was saying that, you know, when you sign up for Facebook, it does ask you if it has permission to access your microphone and camera. And that's true. Now, but the way we, you know, it's kind of worded is like only through when you're using the app itself, right? Like you're sending a message to somebody, on Messenger and you have to use the camera, or uploading a live video and you're using your camera, then, you know, when you're not using Facebook, it technically shouldn't have access to that. Now, that's the big question. And honestly, there should be a massive lawsuit over this because it's happening to everybody, you know, but then it gets even weirder. But so I found a perfect example is that I was having a very like personal conversation with somebody on Telegram about specifically it was like drug abuse. And we were engaging in this conversation, talking about a very specific drug. They were dealing with somebody very personal to them that was going through a drug problem, but they didn't want people to know about it. And we were just talking about it on Telegram. As we're talking about it on Telegram, just sending messages only on Telegram, I happen to go on Facebook to look up something, and I start seeing ads for the exact drug that we're talking about on Telegram pop up on Facebook about like, oh, do you have someone who suffers from drug abuse from this specific drug? You know, here, contact this. And I'm like, what the heck? So, you know, that then I know like no apps are safe on your phone. If you have Facebook, nothing is safe. Like just you might as well just, if you have a phone, it's just constantly on and looking at everything that you're doing. I don't really think there's any way around this. So that to me, it just made me laugh. Just like, you know, we think like Telegram is so safe, and it's like in reality, I guess it's not. So that is, And like people are saying, yeah, the browsers, like everything is collecting info. It really is. But you would think that when you're using an app like Telegram, which should be very safe, that it's disconnected from everything else. And it doesn't look like that's the case. I was really actually quite shocked by this. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you know? And actually, I don't even think that's the first time it's happened, but I did a voice recording one time. I don't even remember what I was talking about. And it wasn't even anything major. And I just started seeing ads on Facebook for it. And I'm like, well, you know, I am talking into my phone, but this was different because we were texting only. So that was it was a pretty strange situation. But let's get into some of the weird things that happened. I mean, the very first thing that ever happened to me, I was driving in my car and I don't even know why. I think like maybe, for some reason, I started thinking about the very first concert I ever went to, and I was like 13 years old or something like that. And it was this band called Petra. It's a Christian rock band. I guess they're even still around. I haven't even thought of this band for probably a decade. I probably haven't even heard a song in probably two decades. And lo and behold, this happened to me a year ago. Lo and behold, this is the band. This is the website. Unfortunately, I didn't save the, I was just too shocked to even do a screenshot about it. But later that day, I get to my destination and I'm looking at my phone, and I see an ad for one of their shirts pop up on Facebook. And the thing about it is it freaked me out because one, I haven't even thought about this band for like 10 years. I didn't say anything out loud. I didn't even hear a song. It was like something I just started thinking about concerts I went to for some reason on this drive. And I just thought of this. And this was like the first time where I was like, dude, this is really weird. Is this just a coincidence? Like maybe more of like a spiritual aspect, or, you know, is something more darker and sinister going on? And I started asking people, you can take this down, Lindsay, that's fine. And I started asking like more people about it. And then like it's happened multiple times, and it's also happened to other people that I know. So the next thing that happened was one morning I got up and my back was kind of bothering me. And I was just like, oh, you know, I didn't say anything out loud. I was just kind of like rubbing my back, and I'm like, oh man, you know, like just thinking like my back is kind of bothering me. And I was like, man, it'd be, you know, cause I am a massage therapist. Right. So I was like, oh, it'd be nice to get a massage. Right. And I'm just thinking all this in my head. And then like later that day, I instantly start getting ads on my phone for a massage. And Lindsay, that's the number two one. If this is the actual ad that I got on that day. And that Lindsay's going to pull up. And so I did save this one because I was like, I even shared it. I shouldn't have shared it because then like my feed was just full of like ads for massages. But this is, it was so weird because that was kind of where I was experiencing pain on my back. And then all of a sudden it's like, here's this ad. And I was like, dude, I didn't say anything out loud. I didn't even talk to anybody about it. I was just like, this is so freaking weird. Right. So this week, the same thing happened. Last week. And then no, actually it was this week. You can, don't worry, Lindsay, you can take that off. So my neck was kind of bothering me and I was just like massaging my neck actually. And I looked like an hour later, I looked down at my phone and Lindsay, pull this up. This is like seriously what I got just an hour later. And I'm like, what the heck? This is so weird. So I had to take a screenshot of this because this was just like strange. And I'm like, okay, you know, maybe again, you know, is this coincidence, you know, whatever. But the next two completely like changed my opinion about it. So I don't, you know, I've like watched the Harry Potter movies and everything. And I was at a bookstore recently and they had the Goblet of Fire really cheap, like for sale, you know, the book. And I was like, man, I read it when it first came out and that, when I got into Harry Potter and that was about it. So I decided to just get it, you know, and I've just been kind of like reading one chapter a week here and there. Like, you know, I'm not really like, but because it's really, there's really some good information related to what we're doing on the show and everything else. And that's kind of why I started thinking about it. And I was watching the movie recently and I'm like, dude, the movie sucks compared to the book because they just crammed everything in it. So I was like, yeah, maybe I'll give it a read again, you know? So I got to the part where it's talking about the sorting hat and Harry makes an interesting statement in the book. He says something like, man, that would really suck to be the sorting hat. You're just sitting on a shelf all day until like each year you're only used once, you know? And for some reason, I just started thinking about the sorting hat and just thinking about that. And I swear later that day, that's what came up. And it was just so weird. I almost just had to laugh because I'm like, this is so ridiculous. Like, what in the world is going on? Now, granted, like maybe, you know, it's just using a camera or something. I mean, I'm not like holding my phone, reading the book or anything, you know, so this is really strange. Right. So what happened to me today, last night? So I have these like Thai fisherman pants, actually, you know, these are like these really big pants and they're just really super comfortable. And I wear these when I meditate. So I like to wear these when I meditate. So last night I put these on and, you know, I was thinking about, we were like talking about the show, like Lindsay and I and the team was talking about what I wanted to do for the show. And then we were talking about different things. And then all of a sudden I remembered the Harry Potter stuff. And I was like, oh dude, we should do this whole thing about mind reading and whatnot, you know? So as I'm doing the show and getting things ready, this came up on my feed today. It was so weird.
Nuclear just, girl says Ben needs a cone of silence when he thinks.
Seriously. It's like, should I just wear like a tinfoil hat around my head or something? But this was like the most crazy thing ever because it's like, this, like, where did this even come from? You know? And I'm just like, this is, I was like, some ways I'm like, maybe this is like some divine thing because then obviously it goes along right with what I'm talking about, you know, but it's like, now for that, maybe it's possible that I had my phone and, you know, it was like the camera was looking at what I was doing. And I guess, you know, it's kind of scary. It probably was watching me changing clothes. And so you know, it's kind of a scary thought. And then it's like, oh, okay, well, he likes these pants. So we'll show him this, these pants, you know? So, yeah, anyway, this was pretty weird. Right. So I happened to find a video that's 15 minutes long that all it is are tweets that somebody recorded putting in a 15-minute video. There's nothing else. It's just showing these tweets back after back after people are saying or thinking something and they see an ad about it. But before we show that, why don't we break into another trailer and then we'll come back and we'll show this video.
I'm Rob, and this is Ben from Edge of Wonder. You might recognize us from YouTube, where we had a popular channel from 2018 to 2020 with videos on space, spirituality, the human body, and forbidden history.
Yeah, our content covered everything cool that we found information on, which the mainstream either couldn't or wouldn't talk about.
Our channel had over 500,000 subscribers, and we had more than 45 million views. But then we were censored and demonetized without warning for daring to look deeper into topics and bring you the truth.
But we refused to be stopped. Now we're excited that Edge of Wonder is going live twice a week with deep dives, interviews, Q&As, and more of the content you love.
And that's not all. We've been getting lots of requests for our timeless episodes on topics like the Mandela Effect, transhumanism, communism, and more. We're happy to say we've got them all, as well as new series every month on our own platform, Rise.tv.
And don't forget my favorites like The Power of the Mind, Near-Death Experiences, Ancient Civilizations, and our Old World Order documentary series. And the list keeps getting longer.
To watch it all, subscribe to Rise.tv, where you'll get our full, original, uncensored catalog of exclusive content, and you won't want to miss our hilarious live chats with our awesome Rise community.
Yeah, it's like we're all family over there with lots of hope and, of course, humor.
And until next time, we'll see you out
on the edge
of wonder.
All right. So, welcome back. And also, you guys, one thing I do really want to promote is our weirder news that we do on our Friday Night Lives exclusively on Rise.tv. So if you like all the weird stuff that I'm talking about now, we definitely get into all of that on our Rise TV. And usually Seth, myself, and Rob will be there, and we'll just do the top 10 weirder news of the week. So definitely, if you haven't seen that on Rise TV, check it out. It's on every single one of our Friday Night Lives. But again, we only do it on our Rise TV. So, all right. Thanks for showing that, Lindsay. All right. So let's get into this video. We're just play like a minute of this, but this is, you guys, I'm like, wow, I'm so glad. Like, I was trying to go in and actually do the research myself, and then I just happened to find this video. So here's 100 different tweets that talk about Facebook reading minds. And I guess there's no word. There's no one speaking, so I can kind of read some of these. You can just start playing it.
100 people think Facebook can read their mind.
I was just thinking about a Twix, and an advertisement for it popped up on my screen. Anyways, I was just thinking to myself, I hate birth control, and an advertisement about the pill appeared on my Instagram. Dis not okay.
I was just silently thinking about maybe starting to collect succulents again earlier today, nowhere near my phone. And now I'm getting this Facebook ad, I hate you, Mark Zuckerberg.
Was just thinking about how bad I wanted Skittles, and I opened Facebook and the first thing on my feed is a Skittles ad.
I received an advertisement about prepping for the apocalypse right when I was thinking about just that. Do they know something?
It's funny because I was just thinking about wanting to buy a cat tower for the basement, and now Facebook ads suggest cat towers. Oh.
Earlier today, for some reason I was thinking about body armor. Like, bulletproof vests. I didn't type it, write it down, mention it to anyone, search for it. I didn't even say it out loud. And what did I just see on Facebook?
I swear I was just thinking about Smoothie King, and an advertisement popped up on my timeline. This is getting out of hand.
Yo, bits banoot. I was just thinking about what tattoo I should get to where I wanted in my head, then went on my phone and there was advertisements about tattoos. Got to be the Illuminati. I was just...
So anyway, you guys get the idea. This goes on and on and on for 15 minutes of literally tweets, talking, people talking about mine. And then they have, they, most of them have a screenshot underneath it about what they're talking about. So I know something is going on now. And it's like, this is like a bigger phenomenon than I think we all realize. And you know, I thought it was just happening to a couple of people, but then really talking to a lot of people on Facebook, a lot of the fans, a lot of you guys out there, especially in the chat, a lot of you guys had these experiences. Even other people on our team have had these experiences too. So this is where it gets like super weird. And what is really going on here, right?
Hey, Ben.
So, yeah.
Nuclear Girl says, turn off your phone, wrap your phone in aluminum foil, then just go about your show prep using the computer. See if the psychic thing still happens. But didn't you tell me that your computers and every bit of technology, even if they're off, they're technically listening to you?
Yeah, they are. Especially your phone. I mean, like back in the day, you could take out the battery of your phone. You can't do that anymore, especially with all this new smartphones and everything else. So it doesn't matter if they're off or on. They have it. In fact, Apple, well, they didn't actually announce it. Bloomberg broke the news about it, but Apple found out that there was this like almost like microscopic, like very super tiny chip that they found installed in their phones. They didn't want to go public about it. Somebody reported to Bloomberg and even sent an image of the chip and where it is on the phone, and they published it. And I don't remember what year this was, maybe like 2016, somewhere between 2014 and 2017, somewhere around there. And then Apple was forced to respond, and they actually said they didn't know what that chip was and they didn't know what it was meant to do. And it was definitely installed by the CCP. So in that case, it's like, yeah, I mean, and that could actually, you know, I'm sure they figured out a way. So even if your phone is off, your battery is still charged. Even if your phone is dead, I'm sure they figured out a way to still have some kind of battery life or whatever that would, you know, that chip would monitor things. So it's really, it's kind of scary. And
and where are the chips made?
Well, well, the phones are, everything's being made in China. So Foxconn, specifically, it's the company in China that produces probably like 80% of the technology that we have over here. And you know, and that's a whole conspiracy on its own, because you have BlackBerry. Remember, like BlackBerry was like the phone of the 2000s, you know, everyone had a BlackBerry, and which was all, they were all made in Canada. And there's this massive conspiracy that, I guess you could say in a nutshell, the cabal forced them out of business so then they could move everything over to China. And it was like China was paying a lot of money. So everyone moved over to China, all their phones, everything, and everything was being made there. And then Foxconn is like a fortress in itself. And, you know, the people who work in Foxconn also live at Foxconn and they eat at Foxconn. So it's like they work and live and everything else there. And
there was a lot of reports.
What?
It's weird that it's called Foxconn.
Yeah.
Like really foxes are sly Foxconn. And yeah. Sneaky.
It's really weird. Yeah, there's a lot of reports about it. The Epic Times published a massive article. Well, and it like really came out in the media because there was a lot of suicides there. People were jumping out of buildings because they were being treated like they had to work like 16-hour days, and then you're sleeping in the same place that you're working and you're eating there, and it's like you have no life. You can't go outside. It's like a jail, a prison. So yeah, it was really horrible. But so getting back to like the mind reading stuff though, I found this other article and, you know, it does. Well, actually New York Times has something, paralyzed moving a robot with their minds. They actually, scientists were able to, come up with this like whole interlinking system where this woman who was paralyzed was able to move a robotic arm with her mind. So, you know, it's like, this all sounds like science fiction until we start thinking about like quantum computers. The problem is we have no idea really the level of what quantum computers are really capable of, because we're only told so much about it. And, you know, it's like all these, we already know like Google has quantum computers. Like they, I mean, the creator, Jordy Rose, the creator of the D-Waves, was bragging about how Google has a couple of them. I think CERN has a few of them. CCP has a few of them. I don't know about D-Waves specifically, but the CCP does have quantum computers. And it's like, we don't know the level of what we're dealing with when it comes to quantum computers. We have no idea what's connected to these things either. We honestly, most people out there don't even understand really how the internet works. They just know that when it's not working, there's an issue. So it's like that's what most people out there, it's like, as something is working, most people don't even think about it until it's not working anymore. And you know, and I think like for those of us that grew up before the internet, you know, we were very fascinated by it. Like, what, I can go online and actually talk to you. Like, I remember the first time ever I had a conversation through a computer with my friend, and it took forever just to write like hi. And I was like, dude, this is, you know, dial up. And it's like, it was just a white screen. And then all of a sudden you just see like, hi. And I was like, dude, no way. I can like talk to you on this computer. Like, that's nuts. It was like in the early 90s. That was like all we could really do. And most people didn't really even have a computer back then. But anyway, this is all like totally insane stuff, right? I mean, like I said, it all sounds like science fiction, really crazy. But then when you start thinking about like CERN, and then you start thinking about the Mandela effect, and then it's like, you start, you know, when you really start believing in the Mandela effect, it's like, okay, at this point, anything is pretty much possible. Like, I'm not going to rule out anything, because who knows really what technology that's out there. And according to some of the people that I've talked to in the military, I mean, it's like, whatever technology we have as civilians right now, add about 1,000 years to that, and then that's the technology that's not even like in the military, that's like the top of the top that they have. And if you think about it from that perspective, who knows what that really is capable of doing. So and you know, speaking, I thought we'd kind of get into Mandela effect a little bit. We can talk about that, and then of course, I have a very special UFO video that I took personally at Mount Shasta that I edited and put everything together. We'll show that later on Rise TV. But so I am starting, you know, TikTok, which is a whole other Facebook censorship, or not censorship, I'm Facebook monitoring thing in itself, which is probably even worse since it has direct ties to the CCP. But this is one of the things I published. Why don't we can play this real quick.
Hey, this Ben, while I'm pulling it up, can you remind them what Mandela effect is?
Well, yeah, I mean, most people out there probably know, but if you really haven't heard of it, it's like a lot of like, you know, we all think something is a specific way, and then we remember it that way, and then all of a sudden we find out it's not that way. And it's so mainstream now, and so many people are like, they call it something in the mainstream media. Like, I can't remember, like it's like mass memory something. I don't know that's just what they refer it to. Like, we all have some like mental issue or something like that. But yeah, like, so we're going to show one that I posted on TikTok. This is actually from my personal, I have my Ben Solo show that's on Rise TV. And this is just like a little quick segment from it about the Uncle Sam hat. And so we'll just show this real fast because yeah, I'm kind of doing this TikTok thing, but I'm not trying to really, if you're not on TikTok, it's probably better that you don't get on TikTok. It's like, if you're already there, that's cool. If you want to get there, make sure only use it if you have two phones or some other device like an iPad that you don't have a lot of important things on. False memory. Metal Avenger. Thank you. It's like, yeah, false memory. That's it. And it's like, okay. Anyway, why don't you play this, Lindsay?
On Uncle Sam's hat on the famous I Want You for the U.S. Army poster. Does it look like this, or does it look like this? If you remember the hat with the stripes, then you are wrong. It is all white with the star. But
no
nearly
way.
All costumes and drawings of Uncle Sam show the stripes. And get this, here's a photo of the actual model who is Uncle Sam wearing a freaking striped hat in front of his poster. This Mandela effect has one of the biggest residual effects since so many people know this so well. And I'm calling this residual because I kind of like that word better. This is more like the smoking gun of Mandela effects for me. Now, Moonraker is high up there for me too, but we covered that on our first Mandela effect episode ever on Edge of Wonder. So go check that out if you haven't.
Yeah, she doesn't have braces anymore.
Now, the big question is, what is okay. on?
So I was watching what was it? The Disney, the Falcon and Winter Soldier series. And there's actually a part where they're walking in this museum and you see this giant poster of Uncle Sam, and it's the white hat, you know? So I was like, I guarantee you there was people on the set that was like, hey, wait, this isn't right. He doesn't have the stripes. And I guarantee you that they probably were like freaking out about that. But yeah, so Moonraker, it's an old James Bond movie. For those of you guys, especially the younger generation, it's not really one of the great James Bond movies. So it's one that's kind of people forget about. But the whole point of the show, or the bad guy, his name is Jaws and he has a metal mouth. And at the end of the movie, he saves this girl. And like he's a bad guy, right? So he pulls her up and everything. And all of a sudden she smiles at him and she has braces. And then he has a metal mouth and they actually fall in love and he becomes a good guy because of this. But now when she smiles, she doesn't have braces and the whole thing doesn't make any sense. And there was even in the early 90s, there was an ad, a commercial for like Visa or MasterCard. And he's like checking out at the grocery store. And there's this woman there, like this young girl working. And he like, you know, uses his card to pay and everything. And at the end, he smiles. And then she smiles at the end and she has braces. So it's like, it just goes. And then she like keeps smiling and it really focuses on the braces. So it's like, there you go. And you know, everyone remembers it. And in fact, she's even been asked in interviews by people interviewing her, what happened to your braces in the movie? And then she's like, I never wore braces. And then everyone's like, dude, this is so weird. Right. So, yeah, so that one was really weird. And then, so what kind of like, you know, we kind of talked about the Batman logo in one of our earlier, live shows when we were covering like the Mandela effect, but because like Michael Keaton is in the new, well, there was going to be the new Batwoman movie, which Warner Brothers have now like shelved right now. DC is so much in limbo right now. It's like kind of crazy. So, okay. Yeah. So I actually do have this hat with the Batman logo on it that like everyone, you know, that we all know, right? So, dude, you guys, I'm sorry, like, I feel like I'm talking, okay, I'm talking to like a friend right now, like, check this out. But anyway, I have a 1989 Batman toy, and this was like one of the things I'm really proud of having. But as you can see, it also has, he has the Batman logo on, you know, on his suit, the same one as what I'm wearing, right? So what really threw me off was in the new show. Actually, Lindsay, go show the Batwoman image first.
The YouTube link?
No. Oh, sorry. Here, just in the Batwoman. Yeah, that one right there. Show that first. So when you know, what kind of threw me off was that this is from the new Batwoman movie, but still shot from it. I'm like, dude, his suit's not right. Like, that's not the right Batman logo. It's not the one that's on my hat. It's not the one that's even on the VHS movie. It's like, this isn't right. What is going on, right? So this kind of made me.
What's different about this, Ben?
What'd you say?
What's different about it? I don't really see.
So what you'll see it when it gets a little bit bigger. But what's different is that it's wider, and the point here comes down a lot more.
It's very
different. It's like, well, here, look, this is what it should look like. Like, go back to my toy here, right? Like, it should look like this, but check this out. Now go to the, and even in the intro, in the 1989 intro, if you watch the movie, it shows this logo, like, you know, the whole camera. You can play that little beginning part if you want. Hopefully there's no ad for it.
I zoomed in on the logo part here.
Okay, cool.
It's pretty dark. Can you see that?
It is pretty dark. You can see it a little bit.
It only goes to here, though. It's not super deep.
Yeah, it only goes there. So click on the official movie poster. That's a little dark. I didn't realize how dark that was.
One sec. Oh, yeah, this looks totally different.
Now, the thing is, like, I don't remember. So I remember him, like, I noticed it right away as soon as I saw it. Because when I first noticed it was in the Catwoman, or I'm sorry, the Batwoman, the still shot, because I was like, dude, they have the wrong suit, right? But then when I started going back in the movie, the original 1989 movie, that's the same logo. He doesn't have this logo. He has that logo in the actual movie. And, okay, wait, that's my, I'm trying to find the, I have a link in here, Lindsay, the Batman, I'm Batman scene. Can you show that real quick?
Sure.
Here. Yeah.
Just a sec. It's loading.
Okay. So I'll show this, because this is actually from the movie itself. And it's like, everything is with this logo, but then it's like, why would he be wearing, like, why wouldn't they have the same logo? That doesn't make any sense at all.
Ready?
Batgirl. I said Batwoman. Sorry. Batgirl. Okay. So this is actually from the movie itself. Fast, but you'll see it in the movie.
Don't kill me, man.
I'm not going to kill you. I want you to do me a favor.
Oh,
I want you to tell all your friends about me.
What are you?
I'm Batman.
Rob's gonna be very disappointed he didn't get to say I'm Batman.
Okay, you should see the logo should be there. Oh man, I thought I
stopped
it. It was
like at the beginning.
It was at the there, the right clip. There.
Hang on.
Or the emblem. I keep saying logo. I don't know if the emblem, whatever it is.
Right there. Oh, hang on. This is live, folks. Clicking through the timestamp.
Yeah, there. It's it's the other Batman logo. It's not the one that is on my hat. So and it's the same thing with Batman Returns too. And what's weird is that what also kind of brought this up was that I was at a store the other day, and so here's Lindsay. This is the shirt right here. Yeah, you want to pull that up? So I was at the store the other day, and I found this shirt, and I'm like,
"Dude, I need
access.
Hang on."
Oh,
I think it's on your drive.
Oh no, it's on my drive. Dude, why does it always happen? It's probably the same thing with the other one too. So, okay, you should have it now.
Okay, one sec.
Sorry, guys. I don't understand why that happens. If you can't get it, I can pull it up on my screen.
Just a sec.
Actually, let me show this real quick while you're getting that ready. Share screen.
All right, I got it. Whenever you're ready.
Okay, hold on. Let me show this real quick. Sure. So this is fascinating because this has both logos in the same poster. So super weird. Okay, show the other one.
Someone asked, is this just a design change?
No, it's not, you guys. I mean, I don't believe it is. And it's there's the copyright. It's not even because this was the. Yeah, I mean, from what I looked at, this was like the original one that's always been like that. And you know, a lot of us don't remember this. Now, okay, so I was at a store and I saw this logo, which is even different from the other one. But then, can you show the other one? Then
that's
it was so
both
weird.
On the same poster?
That, this one. Okay, I don't think you can show it, or maybe you can.
I need access to that one too.
Okay, you're probably going to need access to all of these because I guess I put them on my own drive. But hey, okay. That first shirt I saw, I turn around and there's other shirts and I see this shirt. Like, what the heck is going on? It was all in the same store on the same day. And I'm like, this is so bizarre. But the other one was even weirder because it has the, it had this logo, but then this logo was different. And it was like, one was for kids and the other one was for adults. And it was just so bizarre. So anyway,
I don't know if I'm convinced about this one, because what if they're just lazy and they're not getting the original logo and putting it on there? They're just,
I mean, with the shirt, that could be, that actually could be, you know, another thing about the shirt was that maybe that one was the bat signal, because it has to be, it can't be an oval shape. So in the movie, if you look at the bat signal, it's kind of like a squished, which that could be what it was more referring to and not the actual logo itself. I mean, it's kind of hard to say, but I just thought it was weird that they had that one was for adults and the other one was for kids and it was just different logos. So, so someone's like, sorry, that looks the same. No. Okay. I wish I could show these back to back, but here's the one I'm talking about. Again, this is the first one. So here's the original logo right here. And then this one, see, it's like totally round and it's not quite the same. But anyway, this could just be like they just didn't know what they're doing and messed up. But I just thought it was kind of weird. But anyway, yeah. So but still, what is weird, though, is the logo on his, because like why like if that's true, why would they? Why would this, like, even the logo here is the same. And it's like, it doesn't make any sense. So I don't know. Anyway. And like my brother, who's not like, he likes them talking about the Mandela effect, but when it comes to the pulp culture stuff, he's just like, yeah, I don't know. You know, like why would things change in pulp culture? Right. But then, but this one does weird him out too, because like we literally grew up on, you know, these movies and everything. So it's kind of fascinating. So we're a little bit over, right?
A little bit. Yep. You want
to okay,
go
cool.
Rise TV.
So, all right. Well, you guys, okay. We're going to switch over to Rise TV and I'm going to talk about a former Apollo astronaut who claimed ancient aliens do exist. And he talks all about it. So we're going to show that and get into what that means, which is going to lead into my personal UFO videos that I captured at Mount Shasta, and probably have a little bit more discussion on the Mandela effect and what's really going on and what I really believe is happening with us and these timelines and everything else. So we're going to talk about all of that on Rise TV, but be sure to follow us on, can you show Lindsay, what, where to follow us? Yeah, everywhere. So we're on Edge of Wonder on Twitter and other social media. We're Edge of Wonder. You can follow me at Ben Chastain, pretty much at all social media accounts. Same thing with Rob Counts and Nacho TV. We post some fun things there on Twitter. And
that's Nacho TV official.
Bryce, what is it?
Nacho TV official.
Nacho TV official. Yeah. And you can follow Man in America, Seth, as well. So,
and follow all right, us on podcast too, if you're interested in listening to this just audio version. And if you have an iPhone or Apple Podcasts, you can actually leave us a rating and review us, which will help us out a lot, and we can keep growing and bring you more and more content.
Yep. Yeah. Definitely. And yeah. Thanks for the. I always forget the podcast to promote that. So okay, let's get into some UFO and alien stuff on Rise TV. So we'll see you guys over there.
What does the government really know about UFOs? We wonder. Is every unidentified object in our skies just a weather balloon?
The saucers are weather balloons, common enough in the sky.
We think not. The CIA declassified 3,000 documents all about UFOs. But with that came a lot of questions. Why have these been hidden for so long? What truths do they uncover? What is still to be revealed? The CIA documents have many redactions. So what lies beneath them? We're asking the hard questions and getting into the UFO topic like never before. Get ready for the craziest things we've found. It's the exclusive breakdown you've been waiting for. CIA Document Declass. UFOs.
Oh, hey, okay. I was expecting another trailer. So yeah, speaking of like Mandela effect, so I did on the other TikTok video I posted was the